The US embassy in Kyiv has temporarily closed after receiving information about a potential significant air attack. It comes after Russia warned that Ukraine's use of long-range missiles against its territory marked a new phase of the Western war against it, and it vowed to act accordingly. It follows the move by Ukraine to fire six US-made missiles at Russia just days after the US President Joe Biden eased restrictions on Ukrainian use of American-made weapons in the war. Russian President Vladimir Putin reacted by signing a new nuclear policy, changing the conditions under which his country would use nuclear weapons. Here's the reaction of the European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, to Vladimir Putin's decision to lower the threshold for a nuclear strike by his country.
It is not the first time that they threaten with nuclear escalation, which is completely irresponsible. Russia has subscribed to the principle that a nuclear war cannot be won and so must never be fought. It's not the first time that he uses everything he can in order to create insecurity.
Let's talk now to Siobhan O'Grady, chief Ukraine correspondent with the Washington Post. Siobhan, good morning. Welcome to the programme.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Tell us first about the closure of the US embassy in Kyiv. What has prompted that decision and what's happening there now?
So the US embassy says that they have information about a potential massive air attack here. And it's hard to know what exactly that means because Kyiv itself has been under air attack, you know, almost every night for months. And it's very common here for the air raid sirens to blare, for us to have notifications on our phone that it's not just a nationwide air alert, but that it's an increased air threat for Kyiv itself. Just last night, you know, I woke up multiple times to explosions. There are drones flying over the city nightly. But this would suggest probably something more like a large-scale missile attack. We've seen two of those in the past week or so. And so that would suggest that the U.S. Embassy feels that it can't keep its staff safe at the embassy today. And so they are temporarily closing. It's not like they're moving all of their staff out of the country or anything like that. It's very much just a temporary closure, a kind of shelter in place warning that I think they'd like all their staff to be in the same location today and have it not be at the embassy. So, you know, it's hard for us to know exactly what that means, whether they thought the embassy was going to be directly targeted. I find that hard to believe because I don't think Russia would want to escalate to that point, no matter what the rhetoric. So we're all just waiting to see if that intelligence is true and if we come under a massive missile attack today during the daylight hours.
And this is all happening after Ukraine was given US approval to fire long-range missiles. It fired six of them. Five of them were shot down by Russia. What were the intended targets of those missiles?
So yesterday morning, we understand very early in the morning, Ukraine time, Ukraine launched six of those missiles at a depot in Russia's Bryansk region. Now, we expected that the first strikes might actually be on Kursk region, where North Korean troops have massed and where Ukrainian troops are currently trying to hold on to the territory that they seized in an August offensive, the first time that Ukraine has seized Russian sovereign territory during this war. But actually, they struck in a different region, and we understand that's because that depot held North Korean weapons and other materials that were being used to enforce the Russian troops in Kursk. So, Russia says that they knocked down five out of the six. We don't know actually how successful the strike was, but certainly the message was received by Russia that these weapons are now being used inside of their country. And of course, Putin reacted and his various officials reacted by saying that this was a major escalation and that there would have to be repercussions. So we'll see whether that's all talk or not.
And the reaction also included making changes by Russia, making changes to its nuclear doctrine, putting in place new conditions which govern the use of its nuclear weapons. What are those changes?
Yeah, so in September, the Russian government said that it was going to move forward with a change to the policy that would allow a nuclear response in case a non-nuclear state was assisted in an attack by a nuclear state. The language is a little bit vague, but we have to understand that yesterday Putin actually signed that document. And so that was probably a direct reaction to the use of the ATACMS missiles provided by the United States. I don't think it was a coincidence that after months, he chose yesterday to sign it. But of course, many people here in Ukraine especially believe that Putin would never actually start a nuclear war. I mean, no one wants to tempt fate, but at the same time, there really isn't a way to win a nuclear war. And everyone here thinks that these quote unquote red lines are sort of a holdover fear from Cold War era, and that it's not actually feasible that Putin would dramatically escalate the war at this time.
We've also seen, Siobhan, that the United States approving the use of anti-personnel landmines on Ukrainian soil. What can you tell us about that, and why the change of policy now?
I think that we're seeing President Biden in the last couple months of his term trying to come through and assist Ukraine because there's so much uncertainty over what a Trump presidency will mean for Kyiv. At the same time, you know, Ukraine, I think, has wanted to be able to use these mines for quite a while, but it has been unable to because they're considered to be incredibly dangerous in terms of the leftover effects for what could happen to the civilian population later. Of course, the Ukrainian argument is that Russia is already using these mines everywhere inside of Ukraine. And so farmland and villages are already filled with these mines. Whatever happens after the war in terms of the effects on the civilian population will be due to Russia. And so it's just causing, it's weakening the Ukrainian front by not being able to use the same weaponry. So we'll see how much of an impact that actually has. I think Ukraine is looking for any way to strengthen its massive front line right now ahead of potential Russian offensives in the east, the south, and of course also inside of Kursk.
Siobhan, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Siobhan O'Grady, Chief Ukraine Correspondent with The Washington Post.